Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Thursday, we'll see a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, temps mid 60s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Friday, sunny skies, a slight chance of storms with a high near 87, and Friday night, chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 63.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Kansas legislators beginning to worry about exhausting operating funds now that their annual session is one of the longest in state history. But they don't have a definitive answer for when the money runs out. Yesterday was the 103rd day of what was supposed to be a 100-day session. Lawmakers could pass a budget bill to provide more funds, but that's considered a political embarrassment. Members of America's 1st Brigade are returning to Fort Riley this month as the brigade celebrates its 100th birthday. The Manhattan Mercury reporting that about 200 soldiers in the 1st Armored Brigade Combat Team, 1st Infantry Division, based at Fort Riley, returned to the fort this past Saturday night. The rest of the 3,700 members anticipated to be returning within the next few months. I'm Rick Everett, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Restore lost fuel economy and eliminate rough idle with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner and get one free. Plus, get double O rewards points on this offer. Clean clogged injectors with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The next generation of power is at the Home Depot, and it's found in Ryobi One Plus tools. Right now, during Ryobi Days, buy a Ryobi One Plus lithium-ion compact drill driver kit and get another select Ryobi One Plus tool free, a $79 value. The same battery runs both tools, plus over 70 other One Plus tools. So drill it, drive it, cut it, and save during Ryobi Days, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid 5/18 through 6/22.
Authorities say a 53-year-old man was killed in a forklift accident at a plant in eastern Kansas. Officers were called around 3:15 yesterday afternoon to the accident at Orbis Corporation, a plastic fabrication company in Osage City. Osage City Police Chief Fred Netch said officers discovered Ruben Chavira was operating a forklift and got pinned against another piece of equipment. KTV reports Chavira was pronounced dead at the scene by the coroner. Orbis, OSHA, and the coroner's office continue to investigate the incident. The largest animal vaccine company in China planning to open its first U.S. location in Manhattan, Kansas. Kansas State University announced yesterday that Jinyu Biotechnology Company will open research labs and offices at the university's office park sometime next year. The company will research and design vaccines for pigs and cattle. For now, it will employ 4 to 6 scientists at its operation. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The father of an 18-month-old girl shot in the face at an Omaha apartment has appeared in court to face charges in that case. Omaha television station KETV reports that Markel Bowie was in Douglas County Court yesterday morning. Prosecutors say Bowie was smoking marijuana at his apartment in April when he placed his loaded gun on a counter, which led to another toddler grabbing the weapon and shooting Bowie's daughter. A 34-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of a sixth drunken driving offense after police say he was found passed out near a riding lawnmower on a Lincoln street. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that a 911 call last Thursday night reported an intoxicated man lying near a lawnmower in the intersection at 10th and Peach Streets. Police say the man was arrested on suspicion of DUI if convicted. Officials say it would be his sixth DUI conviction. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is, you can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, this is Jen Horn. Dolores M. Sedlacek, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Friday, May 26th. Funeral service will be Thursday, June 1st at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic School Gymnasium, with burial at St. Gregory's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation will be Wednesday, May 31st from 10 to 5 at Kinsley Mortuary, with a rosary at 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic School Gymnasium. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dolores Sedlacek. Wayne E. Tryon, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Friday, May 26th. Funeral service will be Saturday, June 3rd at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Marysville, with burial at Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation will be Friday, June 2nd from 10 to 9 at Kinsley Mortuary. Family will receive friends from 6 to 8 p.m. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Wayne Tryon. James Marksman, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away May 31st. Funeral service will be Saturday, June 3rd at 10 at Frankfort Annunciation Catholic Church. Burial will be at Mount Calvary Cemetery, Frankfort. Visitation will be Friday, 11 to 5 at Patton Funeral Chapel, with a rosary following at 7 p.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for James Marksman. Wesley Fett, age 82, of Marysville, passed away May 29th. A graveside service will be Monday, June 5th at 1:30 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation will be Monday, June 5th from 11 to 1 at Kinsley Mortuary. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Wesley Fett.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pulled pork on a bun, beans, cucumber and onion, and mixed fruit. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato and gravy, wheat roll, Brussels sprouts, and cinnamon pears. Check of a school and community calendar, Marshall County Tourism, Marshall County Development Corporation, meets this evening, 7 p.m., the First Presbyterian Church in Frankfort. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Do you have a case of the Mondays? Never fear, the Wagon Wheel is here to help with Mexican Mondays. Banish those Mondays with refreshing margaritas for 99 cents. Get your hands on a pile of tasty tacos, only $1.25 each, or dig into saucy enchiladas for $6. It's the way to tackle the week head on, so head to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a low pressure system making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest and the Northern Rockies, in which we have a warm front extending across the area, which is going to bring us on and off chances for showers and thunderstorms, just a slight chance. As this low continues to push across the upper parts of the Midwest, we'll see more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head into Friday and into Saturday, but it looks like right around 20 to 30% chance. We're definitely still going to see those summer-like temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Thursday, we cannot rule out some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny to mostly cloudy, temps mid-80. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low is 65. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For Friday, sunny, a slight chance of storms in the afternoon with a high near 87. Friday night will continue with a chance of storms. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Off and on showers and scattered thunder showers overnight. Just a few hundredths of an inch of rain here at the studios. Average high temperature early June, 80. Record high on this date, 102 in 1934. The average low, 59. The record low is 36 in 1889. Sunset this evening, 8:43. Sunrise in the morning at 5:58. A cloudy overcast, 63 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the southeast. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 1st of June, 2017. KNDY News Time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Finding out I was pregnant was the great news my husband and I had been waiting for. I had heard so many good things about Dr. Danielle Wirtz at Community Memorial Healthcare that I just knew she would be my doctor. After meeting her for the first time, it just confirmed what I had heard. Such a caring and passionate doctor. She answered all of my questions and gave me tips on how to handle the symptoms to come. Call Community Physicians Clinic in Marysville to make an appointment with Dr. Wirtz. She's just a phone call away.
Berg protects home ice in the Stanley Cup Final with a flurry of third-period goals. Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Clark reporting on sports. Jake Guentzel helped jumpstart the Penguins 10 seconds into the final period.
And here come the Penguins into the zone, and Russ with a shot save. A rebound score! It's Guentzel again on the rebound!
The call on WXDX, the first of three Penguins goals in the third period. As Pittsburgh wins it 4-1 over Nashville, the Penguins lead the Stanley Cup Final 2-0. Game 3 in Nashville on Saturday. To baseball, the Nationals' Ryan Zimmerman is red hot.
First pitch swung on. It deep to left field. This one's way back. It's going, going. It's gone. Goodbye. Two rows deep over the left field wall. Ryan Zimmerman has done it again.
Call on WJFK. Max Scherzer added 11 strikeouts in a complete game victory for Washington. They beat San Francisco 3-1. It begins Thursday for the third year in a row. The Warriors and Cavaliers face off in the NBA Finals. Golden State's Steph Curry thinks the rematch works to his team's advantage.
Focusing on the details, especially against the same team for the third time, we kind of know some of their tendencies and just have a better familiarity with how we're going to be successful against them.
As for Cleveland's LeBron James, basketball taking a back seat after a racial slur was found spray painted on the gate of his L.A. home.
Basketball comes second to my family. It actually comes, after me continuing to be a role model to the youth.
Game 1 tips off tonight at 9 Eastern on ABC. Back in baseball, the Houston Astros continue their offensive explosion.
That ball is a rainbow to left. A big home run to left center field into the second deck for George Springer, his second of the ball game.
The call on KBME, Houston beats Minnesota 17-6. It's day 5 of the French Open this morning. Number 1 seed Andy Murray's match scheduled for 7 Eastern time. Brian Clark, ABC Sports.
The Hustler Raptor Zero Turn Mower doesn't play around. With a heavy-duty welded steel deck, exclusive smooth track steering, and a professional-grade cut, the Hustler Raptor has the power to turn your weekend to-do list into your weekend to-done list. With a price starting at just $27.99, the legendary Hustler Raptor. Tools, not toys.
See Terry, Luke, or Kim at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville and BlueValleyTrailers.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The cool temperatures affecting corn planting. Stephanie Ho with more.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says corn planting is inching ahead.
Now 91% complete by the 28th of May. That's 2 points behind both last year and the five-year average.
He says there are four Midwestern states that have not reached the 90% mark of corn planted by May 28th.
Indiana at 81% planted, Michigan 82%, Ohio 82%, and Wisconsin, slowest of all, 77% planted.
He says the cool weather has slightly delayed corn emergence. 73% of the corn has emerged compared to the five-year average of 75%. Meanwhile, in this year's first look at corn condition,
and it shows a corn crop that is not rated as highly as the one this time a year ago. 65% of the corn rated good to excellent, 7% very poor to poor.
Looks like soybean planting is about three-quarters of the way done.
67% planted on May 28th, and that is just 1 point behind the five-year average, but it's 4 percentage points behind this time last year.
He says some states are slower than their usual pace.
We see the progress anywhere from 12 to 21 percentage points behind the respective five-year averages for that date in several states, including Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Wisconsin.
Despite the cool weather, soybean emergence nearly doubled.
From 19 to 37%, but even that advance is behind the five-year average pace of 40% and also behind last year's 42%.
This is Stephanie Hove in Washington, D.C.
With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey, did you go to the mall without me?
What are you talking about?
Your outfit, it's super cute. I know you went to the mall.
No, I stayed right around here. I just went to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They have, how shall I put this, super cute clothes. And the staff was awesome. They helped me find a shirt to go with my skirt for a perfect look. And hey, look at my necklace.
That's awesome. When are you going back?
Next week. I decided I needed a new pair of boots, too.
Fashion Direct, just off Pony Express Highway in Marysville, Kansas, where great prices come with friendly service.
Ag News, harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by AgriPro and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Well, as we've been telling you, a wheat harvest is underway in parts of Texas and parts of Oklahoma. Some places disappointing so far, with yields only in the 20 to 30 bushel range. And here in Kansas, just prior to the beginning of our wheat harvest, the concern is how the wheat is. Ron O'Hanlon of CropQuest says some of the wheat that was hit by the blizzard is in better shape than we might expect.
Actually, surprisingly, the wheat looks pretty good. The thing we've got is there's a lot of lodging out here, especially out here in western Kansas, where because of the snow we had, it lodged the wheat. And so it's going to be some tough harvesting because of that, because they're going to have to go down and get all the straw with it. But when we're looking at the heads, most of the heads have filled fairly well. And the wheat berries are fairly plump, so it looks like potentially we're going to have some decent yields on those fields where that we have a full stand. As you know, out here in western Kansas, we did not get a real good wheat stand to begin with because it was so dry last fall. And so I think that's part of what we're going to deal with also.
He says some of the wheat fields affected by the blizzard have been destroyed.
Most of the wheat fields, especially as we talk about here from Wichita to Dodge City, most of those wheat fields will be harvested.
Ron O'Hanlon of CropQuest, a pre-harvest update on the condition of Kansas wheat. Harvest update, Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Summer harvest can be one of the most stressful times of the year, but it can also be one of the most rewarding times, especially when the harvest is bountiful. How are others around the country doing? Stay tuned in to the Mid-America Ag Network, and we'll update you daily on the wheat harvest from Texas to the Dakotas. Summer Harvest Reports, brought to you by Abilene Machine, Kansas Wheat Commission, AgriPro, and the U.S. Custom Harvesters, along with the Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on agriculture. Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. There were a lot of people who doubted whether online farm auctions would work. Well, those people were wrong. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
We are hearing again today from Mark Stock of BigIron.com, an online auction service. Started out as a traditional auction service, and one of the questions for Mark is, do you miss the body language, the emotions that come from being in person and bidders bidding against each other, eye to eye? Do you miss that online?
Oh, no, absolutely not. In fact, we've had people come by saying, you know, I never thought this would work because standing there and watching somebody else bid would be the only way to go. But on our website, we kind of show the bid numbers of the other people. We even show the states in which they're from. So that competition is still there. And then we have a soft close or a five-minute extension. If somebody bids, it puts 5 minutes back on the clock again. So that co-bidder then has an opportunity to rethink it and then continue to bid. So that competition is just there like it has always been. Our business, we make ringman calls. So we have a team of people that when the sale's concluding, we'll actually call those co-bidders and ask them if they have any questions about the piece of machinery, if they have any questions about bidding again. And we'll be like a ringman would be on an on-site sale, just asking them, it's okay if you bid again.
And how far in advance before the auction begins will the farmer's equipment or items be listed?
Well, we publish it about 4 days before the bidding starts, and we have a 22-day exposure time where people can actually bid. And then, of course, we have the maximum bid feature. So if they're going to be gone and they don't have access to a computer, they can still put a maximum bid in, and the computer will bid on their behalf.
In terms of navigating the auction site, let's say that a farmer is looking for a sprayer. Would he go into the sprayer category, or would he first go to the state in which he lives or the geographical region in which he lives to look for a sprayer?
That's a great question. We have featured sellers on our website, and if you click on that featured seller, all of those items from that seller come up on your screen. So the folks who are retiring really like that because they want to have their day in the sun. And we also have categories that you can choose from. So if you are just looking for a sprayer or a four-wheel drive tractor, a two-wheel drive tractor, a mechanical front drive tractor, all those categories show up. We also have categories by geographic region. So you can browse any type of machinery, any type of seller. There's a wide variety of bring it close to home. If you want to set a mile distance in there, you only want to look at an item that's 100 miles from home or something that's 500 miles, you can set those geographic parameters as well.
That's Mark Stock, co-founder of BigIron.com. Back after this.
The Farmers Cooperative would like to invite all producers to the dedication of our new grain shuttle facility near Frankfort, Kansas on Tuesday, June 13th, starting at 10 a.m. The dedication program starts at 10:30. There will be tours, great food, door prizes, and giveaways. The event will be held rain or shine. The Farmers Cooperative hopes to see you at the Frankfort Grain Shuttle Facility on Tuesday, June 13th.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. A short run today, just 200 to 300 head of cattle for the sale. Early consignments include 12 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 600 pounds, 16 mixed steers weighing 6 to 6 and a quarter, 76 black and red baldy steers and heifers weigh 6 to 700 pounds, 10 black steers and heifers weigh 750 to 8. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each and every Thursday. 729 from KNDY. Brief showers, thunder showers overnight. Just a few hundredths of an inch of rain here at the studios. A cloudy overcast, and it's 63 degrees this morning in Marysville.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. J.D. Martinez and Justin Upton hit two-run doubles with two outs in the third inning as the Detroit Tigers held off the Kansas City Royals 6-5 last night. Royals starter Ian Kennedy walked the bases loaded before giving up the doubles on consecutive pitches. Victor Martinez and Alex Avila homered for the Tigers, who completed a 4-7 three-city trip. Kennedy was pulled after three innings, allowing five runs, four hits, and three walks. Kennedy is 0-7 in 13 starts since he last won on September 11th. He threw 41 pitches in the third. From the diamond to the gridiron, the K-State Wildcats and Kansas Jayhawks have released game times for the first three games of their upcoming season. First game for K-State will be Central Arkansas at 6:10 on September 2nd. First game for KU September 2nd with Southeast Missouri as an opponent. Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather's going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
The NBA Finals get underway tonight with a face-off between the Cavaliers and the Warriors featuring the addition of Kevin Durant, who left Oklahoma City for Oakland in hopes of a chance to win a championship. The Warriors are seeking to avenge last year's collapse. LeBron James will have the opportunity to add a fourth title in his chase of Michael Jordan's six. Kansas State will resume the Wichita Wildcat Classic Basketball Series at Intrust Bank Arena in Wichita when the Wildcats host American Conference foe Tulsa on Saturday, December 9th of this year. The game will be the Wildcats' fourth in Wichita in the last 7 years, following tilts with West Virginia in 2011, Gonzaga in 2013.